The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good Monday morning, where have I been? Good Monday afternoon, Bill Bunkley here. It's been a long day and an early morning, and I am glad that you are with us this afternoon. You know, it's one of those days where you just get tested. Were you tested today? I mean, the last few days, I had a chance to speak at a seniors group, and I talked about the bend in the road. And, you know, when you go through life, you have these bends in the road and something happens and, boy, it blindsided you, whether it was an car accident or someone having a stroke or a heart attack in your family, or you get called in Friday afternoon, you're fired, all that stuff. And the whole idea was, the backdrop was this road going in the woods, and then it goes off to the left and you don't know where it's going. Well, Mike Miracle, I don't know if I should have shared that or not, because I mean, to tell you what, it looks like I'm going down switchbacks right now with some things that are happening in our family. So no, things may be happening with you as well, but for us, we have someone who has promised never to leave us or forsake us, and that is the one of the root tenets of my faith, and I'm a Christian Christ follower, and so sometimes Monday mornings are always interesting. Well, phone lines are open as always at 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. Well, it's been interesting to watch politics play out, and I knew the policy was going to be reversed probably Saturday, late Saturday, and I'm talking about the policy that is the subject of today's Something to Think About, and that is flying in about 1,000 illegal aliens from the southeast border. And it was interesting because the backpedaling that's been going on, if you have not heard, the president has now weighed in. And the president said that there are no illegal aliens that are going to be coming into Florida, much less they're not going to be coming into Florida and being relocated in Palm Beach and Broward counties, at least for right now. But the substance of my Something to Think About is totally and completely accurate. Inasmuch as the governor does have this plan, and I think some are being relocated to San Diego. He's talked about L.A. and California. And his idea is to relocate the folks in Democratic strongholds to demonstrate, hey, if you are so open about having these folks coming without a plan in place in terms of how to pay for the budget, I'll be glad to do that. We'll just take them to your towns and your cities and your counties. Well, it didn't take long to figure out Florida is very important to the Democrats. Florida is extremely important to President Donald Trump. And he already has, who was formerly one of his point men in the Congress, who is now the governor of the state of Florida. And you know that the governor was on the horn very quickly, having the conversations. And it took a couple of days because, certainly for the president to get the staff on it, the lawyers, I don't know what paper trail there is or isn't, but the idea of getting the president's wishes back to Homeland Security. And now, and keep in mind, Homeland Security came in and had a meeting with the mayors and the leadership of these two towns. So it wasn't, first of all, we have no paper trail from an email, but it wasn't just one person, you know, his word against Homeland Security. No, I mean, there were several folks that were a part of the quote-unquote briefing, and there was nothing ever said that, hey, this is what we're thinking about. It was giving them a heads up of what was going to be happening. Well, I tell you what, it's almost like when you go to a river or a stream or a lake, and it's real calm on top. So you can actually look down because it's a spring, it's clear water. And maybe middle of the day, and you just see thousands of little minnows. And I know you've done this. At least the guys have done this. I think a lot of the gals, too. But you pick up a little pebble, and you drop that pebble in the middle of what appears to be hundreds of minnows. Now you know what happens. Almost like a ballet. Because they end up leaving where the pebble goes in the water in almost a perfect circle. And you see this immediate panic. Man, Homeland Security is like throwing that pebble in the middle of their planners. Because, man, they were all over themselves talking about that never was what we're going to do. We're not going to do that. Because, quite frankly, on one hand, it would send a lesson to the those political partisans on the left in Florida. But it would also send a message to you. And I don't know if you, the voters here in Florida, in what we, I guess, are still calling a purple state, if not very, very slightly red. And people are funny these days. Yes, you are a peculiar person. I'm more peculiar than you are. Because the experts will try to figure out what you and I are thinking all the time in terms of the president, Joe Biden, the rest of the contenders, how the economy is going, the future, et cetera, et cetera. And I can assure you that with both parties, well, let me take that back. Let's reverse out of this conversation the U.S. House of Representatives led by Nancy Pelosi and the three or four socialists that are out there just giving us great laughter every day of just very shallow plans. But keep in mind that everything is going to be put under the lens of what the current accepted political gurus of both parties believe is either A, beneficial, or B, unbeneficial. And let's face it, that's what's going to be guiding policy. And to a certain degree, the president is honest when he tells you, when he rolls out an immigration plan, when he rolls out other plans, there are no plans that are going to be passed unless he is reelected as president of the United States. And on top of that, if he does not make a wide enough case for a new stable of Republicans to come in and take back the majority of the U.S. House of Representatives, probably ain't going to happen either. So that's what's playing out here. That's what we're looking at. That's what we're going to be dealing with. And so no surprise that the president pulled it back, but I wanted to be upfront and honest with you why I did not change the something to think about, because I think there certainly was and is an educational aspect to it. And as we see this play out, we can also learn another political question. Now, the phone lines are open at 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. So with that, I will ask a rhetorical question. it is a question that's open to both Democrats and Republicans, and that is, if we have 100,000 people coming across the border, as we have in the last 2 months, that means we'll have 1.2 illegal aliens in the country 10 months from now. Just what would be your plan? Now, I can tell you right away, we are not disrespectful to any person or any group on this program. If you call at 877-943-9673 and want to share your opinion, I want to urge you, first of all, you know, don't just give me a platitude like throw all these so-and-sos, you know, bus them out, ship them over, put them on a boat. You go down that route and you're off the program, because we're just not all about that. It's so easy. It's so easy to talk about that which you do not know, or cite statistics that are just not readily verifiable or just simply untrue. But I'm real curious. There is no, well, that would be a false statement. We have seen the mistake the Europeans did years before, well, let's just say several years ago, where the once independent nations of Europe that are now under the EU, they just opened up the borders, came across the water. I mean, Europe has really showed us the roadmap if we continue on the current course. Now, some of you may want that. I mean, London, the no-go zones in London where you really don't go and the police don't go, because those who fled into Europe, instead of assimilating into the culture, they've, in many areas, Dearborn, Michigan, I mean, they have just not wanted to go in and mix in with the population. And so you have these different areas that are all ethnic in origin because of the immigrants. So what would you do? Now, remember, if you have a suggestion, and this is going to tell whether we get a phone call or not, you got to tell me how you would think you would pay for it. It isn't just let them in because it's the right thing to do. I'm all about humanitarian. I've already told you that once they're inside, you know, it's the government to keep us secure, safe, and secure the border and to control immigration. But you know what? For those of us who are Christ followers with all of our churches, we know no borders, and we care for all folks, illegals, legals, or whatnot. But call me. If you were the president, you were the leader, and you've got the opposition in the other side of the Congress, what do you do? What do you do with 100,000 people a month that are going to be spread out around the country, dropped off at bus stations or airports, no resources, no nothing, kids in tow? What do you do? It has been a crisis. It is a crisis. And it is despicable what we've allowed to happen and what we've allowed others to encourage these caravans to come up from Honduras and Guatemala all the way through Mexico. Talk about ripping people off with a false hope. 877-943-9673. I'm Bill Bunkley. It's Bill Bunkley Show. Don't go away. Be right back.
If you snore, the first time you use Mute can be quite an experience.
I can breathe! I can breathe!
Snoring can happen when your nose is blocked, forcing you to breathe through your mouth. Mute is a comfortable nasal breathing device designed to increase airflow through the nose by gently opening the airways. Thanks to Mute, you get all the air you need through your nose and not your mouth, which means less snoring and more chance of sleep.
Oh, that's the best night I've had in years.
In trials, 75% of couples reported a reduction in snoring when using Mute. Available at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid and other fine stores. To find your local store or for more information, go to mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more, snore less, sleep better.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-340-5765. 1-800-340-5765. That's 1-800-340-5765.
And we're back. The Bill Bunkley Show, 877-943-9673. That's the number to call. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the topic of 100,000 precious souls. And I will call them that, precious souls. Many of which are totally innocent. Some are thugs, gang members, drug dealers, etc., etc. 100,000 folks coming into our country of who we know little about. And the question is, since all of our facilities are filled up, and because collectively a majority of our elected officials, and I would say those on the left, have not wanted to come to the table to recognize the true tragedy that's happening on our southwest border, how people are being lied to some degree in Honduras, Guatemala, but in some degree they're not. Guess who's winning the battle right now? Illegal, and I'll call it the name that the left would like to use, illegal immigration. Who can argue right now that their plan is not working? Who can argue the fact that right now, de facto, we have open borders? Other than the mistake that Europe has already learned, you know, you just don't have open borders. You just don't. And for us to be able to manage, plan and organize a society, there's some in Southern California, I understand, and of course, then they're working with the operatives on the ground in Guatemala and Honduras. As long as they keep putting these caravans together, they don't care. They don't care about these people. It's an agenda. And right now, even President Trump, having to revert back to President Obama's catch and release. By the way, phone lines are open. No one accepted my challenge. 877-943-9673. I have a challenge asking you to call me if you know what to do about this crisis. Now, I know you don't have the planning resources, the statistics, and all of that, but, you know, A lot of ideas have been out there, but everything is being blocked right now. And the tragedy is that if somebody comes here and commits a serious crime, we have folks in this country that just want to give them a pass. This is not going to get better. And I have a dual issue that I've been harping on, and I'm going to move on to the potential hurricane in a moment. But, you know, every day that we don't control our borders, every day that we have people coming into our country with just a suitcase and the shirt on their back, with the multi-trillion dollar budget that we have, and all we're doing is adding, you know, we're borrowing, even for all of these folks that are putting pressure on our local social services, what a recipe for disaster. Would you run your family budget like this? As much as you'd like to bring in 100 people into your 800-square-foot home, 1,000-square-foot home, would you do it? No, because it's just not feasible. And people don't see this is not feasible either. 877-943-9673. And our caller is Michael. Janine in Sarasota, welcome to the Bill Bunkley Show. Glad to have you with us.
Yeah, hi. We listen to you all the time. I'm in Florida. You know, we have a lot of illegals here, but nobody asks. Are you illegal? They work. That's up to the employers who are giving them jobs. And according to some of the employers, they have Social Security numbers.
Yep.
And it is a humanitarian crisis because our left government is encouraging these poor people. I'm sure they don't have a lot of money. These people are being raped along the way.
Yep.
They're women especially.
Yes, ma'am.
President Trump is trying his best to do something. I don't understand how Congress isn't doing anything about it, but my first suggestion was we need to document even the people that are here already. Ask them to come forward voluntarily to have not so much a path to citizenship so soon. Even our ancestors, you couldn't become a citizen till 5, sometimes 10 years. But we need to ask people to voluntarily come forward to be documented, to put in a process. At least so we know who they are. And at the border, originally, they were not fingerprinting or documenting any children under, I believe it was, 14 years old. And I tweeted out something about, you know, you should be taking their DNA. You should be at least documenting them. Because with DNA, you at least know whether they're being human trafficked or not. Because that is truly a big issue, you know. It's a tough thing. It's the government's fault that we have these illegal people. Their children are in school. They're afraid to say who they are. And Trump did try to address the DACA situation even, and that was thrown under the, you know, the rug. So what do we do? What do we do except try to document who's here already and make sure those coming across the border get fingerprinted DNA? Then we can find them again, possibly, you know?
Well, I want to tell you, you're right on. Number one, we footprint babies when they're born. So I don't need to hear anything about it's not great to do that. No, you need to be able to know who these children are. Yes, not only for the DNA, but for other reasons, so that if we find a little boy, a little girl somewhere, we do everything we can to help them. But let me tell you why. Great suggestion. Should be the thing to do. I only got like a minute left, but I want to tell you the reason why your first suggestion won't work, because the minute we try to do that, there's going to be those that will whisper through all these communities, don't go. It's a lie. Oh, they'll probably make up something like it's just like Hitler and the Nazis and the Jews. They're going to tell you one thing, but they're going to know where you're at, because the big plan is they want to deport you back to Guatemala or Honduras. So that's the problem. In fact, that's the big war we're having even on the census. And the problem is, if they let the illegals do the census, then states are getting all sorts of money from undocumented things of people who are not their citizens. And then if we do say we want to document them, they're not going to show up. And in some states, are going to be slighted because the census is what sets the budget of federal allocation among the states. So great idea, but I think it would be sabotaged by those on the left. But I thank you so much for calling. And call again. We've got to get out for a hard break. But I really appreciate you and our audience because they are thinkers. Let's keep praying. And one side's got to win. Either the Democrats have to win and everybody comes in, or the Republicans have to win and we get the border secure. This half and half, nothing's going to change. I'm Bill Bunkley, 877-943-9673. Be right back.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Justice Department says former White House counsel Don McGahn cannot be compelled to testify before Congress about the findings of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia report, that McGahn would have immunity as a former presidential advisor. This could clear the way for McGahn to defy a congressional subpoena ordering him to testify by tomorrow. Iran is urging U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres to help launch a diplomatic dialogue to ease the current security situation in the Persian Gulf. A suspect is being charged now with capital murder in the slaying of an Alabama police officer. 29-year-old Grady Wayne Wilkes could face the death penalty in the shooting death of police officer William Buchner. Ford revealing details of a long-awaited restructuring plan and will part ways with some 7,000 white-collar workers, about 10% of its global salaried workforce. This is SRN News.
What if I told you you could save a baby's life for just $28? What's true? Preborn is a ministry doing just that with the help of people just like you by offering free ultrasound sessions to pregnant women and girls who might otherwise choose to end their pregnancy. We know that pregnant girls and women who can see their babies on ultrasound are far more likely to choose life. Your gift today can save babies' lives. Just $28 can give a mother who is abortion-minded the chance to see the truth of the baby that is growing inside her. $140 can do this for 5 girls and women. And a $15,000 gift will provide an ultrasound machine that will save lives for years to come. Whether you want to save one baby or 5 or hundreds, that opportunity is just a phone call or click away. Call 833-850-BABY. That's 833-850-2229. Or give online, preborn.org/radio.
Did you know the human body does not make its own vitamin C? That's right. That's why it's critical to supplement your diet with a good source of vitamin C every single day. Aqua Powders Vitamin C is a safe, effective, and delicious way to get the powerful vitamin C your body needs. And it's easy. Just mix with water and drink. Feel more energy, boost your immune system, and fight free radical damage. The secret is that Aqua Powders Vitamin C combines nature's most potent forms of vitamin C, including Acerola cherry, to deliver 2,000 milligrams per serving. That's real protection. And Aqua Powders Vitamin C is available on Amazon. That's spelled AQUAPOWDERZ. Vitamin C is one of the best things you can do for your health, and Aqua Powders is one of the best ways to get vitamin C. So go to Amazon now and get your Aqua Powders Vitamin C today. And remember, Aqua Powders transforms water into wellness.
When it comes to hiring an AC technician, plumber, or electrician, it's a challenge to find one you can trust completely. Until now. At Cornerstone Pros, the commitment to workmanship and service surpasses customer standards. It's called the Cornerstone Difference. And big job or small, it means you can count on them to go out of their way to deliver exceptional customer service and value. Cornerstone Pro services include air conditioners, plumbing, electrical, and generators. Connect at cornerstonepros.com. That's cornerstonepros.com.
What if I could tell you that a full-blown wildfire was going to occur tomorrow, right where you live? Tell you exactly which neighborhoods it would engulf and how fast it would do it. The first thing you would do is talk with your loved ones and make a plan today. It's true, I can't tell you a wildfire will strike tomorrow, but shouldn't you make a plan anyway? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, we're back. Bill Bunkley here, 877-943-9673. Very, very thoughtful comments coming from one of my favorite places, and that is Sarasota. I'm glad to be with you this afternoon, 877-943-9673. Well, we're going to be talking later on today's program, hopefully in just a few minutes. We're going to be talking about how our former lottery secretary here in the state of Florida, who is now in Tennessee, by the way, heading that lottery, is trying to convince our governor to veto a bill that warns that lottery ticket scratch-offs have a little statement warning that gambling may be addictive. And the heavy veto, the heavy lobbying is going on for the governor to veto that message. Wait till you hear the logic between the logic supporting what she thinks is a good idea to veto it. And I'm scratching my head and I'm laughing to myself because tomorrow something to think about is the subject of this nonsense. Because I said, you know, the lottery, the state lotteries are revealing themselves. And I'll tell you what I mean by that in just a moment. We've got something that is brand new, but before I get to that, how about that pre-born campaign? Thank you for those that were listening to some of our special programming throughout the weekend. And I want you to know we are marching ahead, and I'm going to do my best to do my duty to God and my country. For those of you in Boy Scouts, you know what that is, part of the Scout Oath. It just came to mind. But I want to just mention to you that I'm going to continue for a few more days as we are going to continue to ask you to stand with, oh, so many who have stood with us already, for the pre-born donor campaign. And if you're just hearing about this for the first time, the pre-born is an organization that stands with crisis pregnancy centers all around the country. And it raises revenue to help these particular crisis pregnancy centers, even to purchasing the machines. They can give you the 4D ultrasound. And they came up with a brilliant idea, and we're partnering with them. And that is for $28, a one-time gift, A, is totally tax-deductible. B, 100%. That's right, 100% of the $28 per ultrasound is going to that ultrasound. We are helping with this brilliant idea that right now you could be maybe the first time you have ever supported the pro-life movement in America. And maybe you have been outraged by some of the headlines that have been coming out about some of the bills that would allow, with loopholes, aborting a perfectly healthy young baby all the way up to like a minute before birth. Well, we're told by Saul Pitchon with New Life Solutions that 9 out of 10 ultrasounds that are taken at the clinics, the pro-life clinics, 9 out of 10, the women or the young girls will choose life for their unborn baby. And then those crisis pregnancy centers get to work with, do they want to keep the baby? Do they want a family member to keep the baby? Do we want to put the baby up for adoption? And they stand with them all along the way. So here's where you come in. Could you contribute $28 this afternoon to one of those ultrasounds? Or better yet, you know the odds, 9 out of 10. A lot of folks have picked up the price point of 5 ultrasounds for $140. You could do that right now in just about 4 or 5 minutes by calling 833-850-2229. That's 833-850-2229. Now, if you wanted to really take a hold of that statistic, let me give you another price point. 10 ultrasounds for a one-time gift of $280 tax deductible. Think about that. $280 and you got a good chance of being very, very central to 9 women choosing life. I think that is awesome. I think that's an awesome statistic and an awesome opportunity. So maybe some of you have never given to any of our donor campaigns. Remember that when we come and we ask you, and you listen to any kind of radio programming here, we're always asking you to give to someone else. We're always asking you to give to another organization, not to us. We have we're a publicly traded company on the New York Stock Exchange, and so we don't ask you to support our operating budget or all of that. No, we ask you a handful of times a year when we have totally vetted a ministry to give. So right now, could you give any amount, $28 per ultrasound? Call right now with your gift at 833-850-2229, 833-850-2229, or go to our website at letstalkfaith.com, letstalkfaith.com, and the preborn banner is right there, top left. Click on that and make your contribution. Well, very quickly, it looks like that we have our first storm of the season, and it might be coming, that storm, later on tonight. And that is, we have from the National Weather Service the potential that we could have the first named storm. Now, let me tell you that this is right now called Disturbance 1. It is Disturbance 1, and we have seen the cyclone action out in the Atlantic, and they believe that possibly later this afternoon or later Monday night, the National Hurricane Center is giving us a heads up that it may become a hurricane. Right now, it is a low-pressure system. It is southwest of Bermuda by 200 or 300 miles. And the system has a 70% chance of developing into a tropical storm in the next 48 hours. And the weather agency said an update at 1:30 p.m., that looks like we have some organization. Winds are right now about 39 miles per hour, gusting higher, and they're going to be looking at calling this number one hurricane of the year, Andrea. So if you know a Andrea, I don't know if they know that they are first on the list this year. Now, what's going to happen is it's going to run into a cold front. It may not be a named storm for long, but it's going out to the north, to the northeast. So it's not a threat to Florida, not a threat to the Caribbean, the Bahamas, not a threat to Nova Scotia. Hopefully it will go out to the Atlantic, and that will be that. All right, phone lines are open at 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. Well, very interesting development that happened over the weekend that I want to talk about. And that development has to do with the Florida Lottery and, believe it or not, the Tennessee Education Lottery. Now, full disclosure for those who may be tuning in for the first time, and I know that this might not add up with some of our friends on our biz channel or on our answer stations, and that is I am very anti-gambling as far as state sponsorship of gambling or illegal gambling. And that is I certainly have a conservative worldview. I have a Christ-centered worldview, Christian worldview, and I certainly have a different take on the money that we have, the resources that we have, but I'm also very tuned into those who are addicted to gambling. Now, let me assure you, and if you want to do this experiment, you could do it this Friday afternoon. Shameful afternoon, since they should be taking their money home for Memorial Day weekend for a little family barbecue of whatever means they have. But you need to know that the lottery is not supported by those of you who buy one or two lottery tickets a week, you know, playing your birthdays or your anniversaries, et cetera, et cetera. If everybody bought a couple of tickets, the lottery would not be in business. No, they depend on people buying huge amounts of lottery tickets, and I mean individual people. They depend on, and this is my opinion, but I believe that the Florida Lottery preys on the poor. If you look where a lot of the targeted advertising is, it is in the poorest zip codes around this state and every state. And they really prey on them, because I urge you to go to any very poor neighborhood, anywhere within the sound of my voice, and go camp out in the parking lot starting at about 3 o'clock, maybe 3:30, and then watch the action all the way into the late afternoon. You'll see hardworking men and women, much of them still with the concrete dust or the wood shavings or whatever. They've worked hard all week, and they've got their base check. And they'll come in, they'll cash that check, and many of them, you'll think, they got to be pretty close to blowing half, if not more, of all their take-home pay. Now, with that in mind, and remember that the lottery, the state of Florida and the federal government and your city, it is the only reason why government exists is to protect the people. Provide central rules and to protect the people. There's nothing about a state lottery that the state is in the business to rip people off, especially in poor neighborhoods. Now, I'm going to make that case, probably go over the break, so I'm going to give you the number now, 877-943-9673. And so what happens is, found out over the weekend, now, there was a lady by the name of Rebecca Paul. For years, she was the head of the Florida Lottery. And I opposed much of what she was doing to expand the Florida Lottery then. Well, now, she's in Tennessee. She apparently has gotten married. It's Rebecca Paul Hargrove, and she is the Tennessee Education Lottery CEO. And she wrote a letter to Governor DeSantis, and I think the letter is very, very revealing as to the real motivation behind state lotteries. Now, she has asked our governor, Ron DeSantis. Now, bear in mind, all the way from Tennessee, mind you, a Tennessee lottery CEO writing Florida's governor, asking him to veto the bill before him that would include a statement on every lottery ticket, every big this or big that, just a statement that lottery gambling could make you become addictive. A warning. They want that off. I want you to think about that. Wait till I tell you from her own words what she thinks the economic impact is. And I'm asking the question, is that how many people they think are addictive gamblers, problem gamblers, big bucks gamblers? I'll have that next in the Bill Bunkley Show. Phone lines are open at 877-943-9673. Have you ever seen those long lines for lottery tickets on Friday? I'll be right back.
Yes.
Oh, where have you been? If you snore, the first time you use Mute can be quite an experience.
I can breathe.
Snoring can happen when your nose is blocked, forcing you to breathe through your mouth. Mute is a comfortable nasal breathing device designed to increase airflow through the nose by gently opening the airways. Thanks to Mute, you get all the air you need through your nose and not your mouth, which means less snoring and more chance of sleep.
Oh, that's the best night I've had in years.
In trials, 75% of couples reported a reduction in snoring when using Mute. Available at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid and other fine stores. To find your local store or for more information, go to mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more. Snore less. Sleep better.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
New York Times columnist David Brooks makes a good point. He notes how journalism tends to focus on the negative from problems that never seem to get resolved by politicians and government, and how positive things are too often ignored. Brooks writes of an organization called Weave the People. These are folks across America who have suffered hurts in life and who are connecting these with others, offering them help and encouragement. Brooks says journalism often doesn't cover what is really going on because reporters think, to borrow an old phrase, it won't sell newspapers. Blood, violence, and kinky sex sell. Honor, fidelity, and morals do not. That's a big mistake and leads to isolation and cynicism. Try helping someone who needs support and encouragement and see how much it empowers you in ways government and journalism never can. And then start your own network at church, at work, or wherever two or three can be put together. If Jesus is in the midst of it all, you'll find that's where the real power can be found, even if journalists can't. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Travel Cats has put together an incredible Mediterranean adventure just for you. Explore the same streets in Greece and Turkey the Apostle Paul walked as he spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, or sail the Mediterranean surrounding the Greek islands in Turkey. These are the most sought-after journeys in the Eastern Mediterranean. Book with Travel Cats at 352-277-7300 or go to travelcats.com. That's 352-277-7300. Or book today at travelcats.com. That's cats with a K. Travelcats.com.
Hey, we're back. Bill Bunkley here. Phone lines are open at 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. Hey, remember our preborn. Give them an opportunity to have a life. That's what that is all about. It's all about having a life. And again, $28 per ultrasound. Would you stand with giving some kids some life? 833-850-2229. That number to call for your contribution, 833-850-2229. Hey, we're talking about the real motivation between a lot of these lotteries, okay? So if you're just joining me, we've got the CEO, head of the Tennessee Lottery, who used to be head of the Florida Lottery, all the way from Tennessee, is writing letters to our governor asking him to veto a bill that would put a statement on lottery tickets just saying, hey, by the way, you could get a lot, you could get addicted to gambling. Well, I guess maybe our lottery chief thought it'd be too political if she wrote a letter like that. So somehow we get this letter out of Tennessee. But it doesn't matter who wrote the letter, because all these CEOs and these people that work for the lottery, they're all about making tons of money because that makes them look good. That makes give them opportunities to go to another state and, you know, work up the ladder. But here's something very curious from this very anti-gambling show host this afternoon. So the Tennessee CEO really had me thinking that those of us who are very skeptical about anything gambling, that she gave us security that we may be onto something. And that is, by virtue of her letter, which I'm going to disclose in a moment, maybe there's a much larger number than previously estimated of lottery addicts. That's right. Lottery gambling addicts. Could there be a lot more than what we've ever conjectured? Certainly, no state lottery is going to be putting out projections like this. And knowing that the lottery especially targets the poor in the poorest neighborhoods, not just in Florida, that's what they do nationwide. Listen very carefully. The Tennessee Lottery CEO, again, Rebecca Parle Hargrove, made a claim to Governor Ron DeSantis that if he does not veto the warning label that gambling could be addicted, lottery gambling could be addicted, are you ready for this? Would create a loss of $61 million to education. Whoa. Now, are you already following the logic? Because, see, the Florida Lottery, the Tennessee Lottery, look, they know a whole lot more about you, the lottery gambler, than what they'd ever come forth unless they were served with a subpoena. In fact, you'd be hard-pressed to even get them to tell you those numbers exist. Well, if so, how can the Tennessee Lottery CEO claim that, you know, you put that warning label on there, you're going to lose $61 million? So I have the question. Does that really amount to the losses, because it's going to be a loss, of the potential for the real number of addicted gamblers who are losing their cashola to the lottery? Think about that. Because I think it certainly is not a dollar-for-dollar number, but what she has done, inadvertently, unintended consequences, she's really given us a lot more to ponder with numbers coming in at $61 million. Now, you know what that tells me. And for those of you that are listening, you know, you do your one or two lottery tickets a year. You're in the habit. A lot of people do this. Somebody's got a birthday. One of the things you slip in is a lottery ticket or a couple of scratch-offs. Those of you probably are the closest that could be honestly and truthfully defined as doing the lottery as a form of entertainment. Now, I can tell you from a Christian worldview, all that doesn't matter, but maybe that's a topic for the second hour. But $61 million. So you know what that tells me? It tells me I think we're on to something. And Governor DeSantis, that's all the reason for you to sign this bill. You, my friend, Mr. Governor, it is your oath, your responsibility to take after your people, to protect your people. I think you have a marvelous opportunity to serve and protect. I would contact the governor and email him, call his office and say, Governor, please sign the warning message bill on lottery tickets. He needs to hear from you and not just the industry. Well, phone lines be open going into the second hour. I'm going to be over on AM 570 and 910. Would love to have you with us. Got a whole new set of topics, one of which is, coming up second hour, Daystar Christian Network Jerusalem studios were firebombed. We'll talk about that and other Christian worldview subjects. I'm Bill Bunkley. Hope to see you on the other side.
So, along with everything else you have to do day-to-day running your business, you're trying to manage your digital marketing and social media. It's a lot of heavy lifting. How can you compete? You need some help from Salem Surround. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at surroundtampa.com. SurroundTampa.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Do you like winning prizes?
How about getting sneak peek opportunities and offers before anyone else? Join the Faith Talk fan club today at letstalkfaith.com and gain access to incredible contest opportunities, free movie preview events, discounts, and more. If you're passionate about Faith Talk and want to be rewarded just for being a part of the Faith Talk community, sign up for the Faith Talk fan club today. Join the Faith Talk fan club by clicking the fan club tab at letstalkfaith.com.
Faith Talk 570 WTBN Pinellas Park. Online at letstalkfaith.com, a service of the Salem Media Group.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump leaves Washington in just a little bit to head to north central Pennsylvania, where he'll headline a Make America Great Again rally in Montoursville, just outside Williamsport. Mr. Trump narrowly won the state in 2016, and Democratic frontrunner Joe Biden's also making a strong play for the Keystone State. Biden's from Scranton and has picked Philadelphia to be the home of his campaign headquarters. Recovery efforts today following a severe storm that swept through a small Louisiana town over the weekend.
As Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards toured Ville Platte, a small community about 75 miles outside Baton Rouge, following yesterday's early morning storm where a possible tornado damaged or destroyed at least 50 homes and businesses, safety was top of his mind.
Quite often in these types of natural disasters, when that's the case, we will have a serious accident or even a fatality when individuals go out and start the cleanup.
He adds that thankfully no lives were lost. Ashley Godot, who was in bed at the time her home was ravaged by the storm, tells KATC-TV she's lucky to be alive.
How am I even standing here? We probably shouldn't even be standing in here.
I'm Matt Small.
President Trump says he did not borrow money from many banks because he didn't need the money, not because they wouldn't do business with him. Ken Lorman reports the president made the comments on Twitter today.
The president's tweets appeared to be in response to New York Times reporting that Deutsche Bank, anti-money laundering specialist, recommended that multiple transactions associated with Mr. Trump and his son-in-law Jared Kushner be flagged to federal authorities. Bank executives allegedly rejected that advice.
The New York Times and others have been reporting the bank was the, quote, only mainstream financial institution consistently willing to do business with Mr. Trump due to his repeated defaults. News and analysis at townhall.com.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The three-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
The U.S. ambassador in China is making a rare visit to Tibet.
U.S. ambassador to China, Terry Branstad, will visit Tibet to raise concerns about restrictions on Buddhism and the preservation of the Himalayan region's unique culture and language. China says Tibet has been part of its territory for centuries, but many Tibetans say they were effectively an independent nation for most of that time. China tightly restricts access to Tibet by foreigners, especially journalists and diplomats. In recent years, there has been a significant tightening of control over Tibetan Buddhism, use of the Tibetan language, and traditional culture. I'm Walter Ratliff.
A 40% jump in pork prices as China struggles to stamp out African swine fever. The Asian nation produces and consumes two-thirds of the world's pork, but supplies are falling as Beijing destroys herds and blocks shipment. They're trying to fill the gap by buying pork as far away as Europe, but that boosts prices and it's causing shortage in some markets. More at townhall.com. In Alabama, three police officers were shot, one fatally, after responding to a call for help Sunday night.
Auburn Police Department was called to a domestic disturbance call in a mobile home park on Dwyer Road in Auburn last night about 10:30, 10:40. When officers arrived, they were confronted by a subject at the residence who opened fire on them, hitting three officers.
Lee County Coroner Bill Harris. An intense manhunt led to the arrest hours later of a 29-year-old man not far from the Arrowhead Trailer Park, just a few miles from the campus of Auburn University. Officials say the suspect was armed and wearing camouflage body armor and a helmet. Dallas Cowboys running back star Ezekiel Elliott handcuffed by police but not arrested after a scuffle involving event staff at a Las Vegas music festival. He was able to get home in time to open his youth football camp on Sunday. More at townhall.com.
Christ demands first place. There's no room on the throne of your heart for two gods.
This is the Bill Bunkley Show on Faith Talk 570 and 910 WTBN.
Our rights come from nature and God and not from government.
History will record with the greatest astonishment that those who had the most to lose did the least to prevent its happening.
Phone lines are open. In Hillsboro, 813-287-5700 or toll free 1-877-943-9673.
As for me and my house, we've already made a decision. We are going to serve the Lord. And that's a decision that every single person here tonight has to make. You either have to decide that you're going to serve the gods of materialism all around you, or the true and the living God.
And now, the president of the Florida Ethics and Religious Liberties Commission. Here's Bill Bunkley.
Hey, we're back. Bill Bunkley here. It's Monday afternoon, and for those of you who can only join us starting at the 5 o'clock hour, it is my honor to say welcome to you. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hope you had a good day in the Lord. Hope you had a good weekend in the Lord. And I just want to start off this show today, and I want to put something on your prayer screen. And that is, some of you may know that the Midwest and areas to the west of the Midwest, they have gotten hammered pretty significantly over the last few months with a whole lot of rain. And if you have listened to the headlines, they have been hit with some very Tornado Alley is just absolutely as active as it probably has ever been. And I've been hearing reports since last night, certainly into today, from the National Weather Service that there's a new system coming across. I think it's in the area of Wichita, Kansas area. But they're really warning folks that this is a very, very potent system once again, with a whole lot of rain and potential for very serious tornadoes. Don't know if you saw any of the footage of the last 24 hours of where this storm has been and what it's now getting ready to threaten, but it is a very, very extremely serious indeed. So put that on your prayer list. How can I say this very carefully? I don't believe that this is a singular event that is in and of itself is part of what we hear about end times. Because we know about the storms, the earthquakes, et cetera, in the end times. Also want to remind you that I believe that the center of the world, the center of the globe, really is Jerusalem, Israel. Now, even though we have grown up here in America and all of our lives, we have seen the American maps that has, of course, the North Pole. Then you come down through Canada, then it's the United States, then it's Mexico, then it's Central America, and then it's South America. And that is usually what we orient as the globe. But remember, if you were in Hong Kong, you'd have, if you grew up in Hong Kong, the map that you trained on and grew up in would look much different because Hong Kong would be in the center of it, or at least Asia. And then, of course, you have Europe that can be the center of the map. So when we talk about these things, just remember that I take Scripture, and some of these things, especially as we get into Daniel and Revelation, they are worldwide occurrences or one-third of the world, certainly a huge footprint. But a lot of times I look specifically at Jerusalem, the Middle East, the original land that was given to Abraham. And, of course, when you get into understanding the Roman Empire, the Greeks, when they were in control, and then, of course, you had the Muslims when they were in control. And so, but it is interesting that I don't, and forget the global warming thing because, you know, maybe it is the reason why we're having all these extra storms. But there's a difference between global warming and man-made global warming. Do I think that man has had some sort of an impact on the planet's climate? Yeah. But I don't see anything that what has been happening in these seasonal changes, even the seas moving up, which may put some of Florida cities in jeopardy, may not. But that's been going on since creation. But I am curious, since no one is giving us any explanation for the storms and the frequency, call me crazy, call me what you want, but the Bible is clear. And we see too many pieces of evidence of what God has revealed to us already in the scriptures, in the Old Testament particularly, about when a country follows his precepts, when a country is sold out to him, or at least a majority, and a leader either does what is pleasing in the eyes of the Lord or is leading a country in things that are not pleasing to the Lord. And, you know, the Lord knows. We know what the idols were, Molech, Baal, etc. We know what the temptation of the idols and how many times Israel fell to the idols of their day. And I dare say that we have probably outdistanced Israel with how we have, just in decades, certainly changed our culture from a Judeo-Christian-oriented culture and guideline for living to just all sorts of false gods. And false gods that people don't even realize that they are giving so many hours of their life to a false god. Be it addicted to sports, addicted to any hobby, addicted to pornography, you just name it. We read about the Old Testament and we just shriek when we look at how many little babies were sacrificed. I was reading about the sacrifices in northern Israel when that was at Caesarea Philippi, which was a huge, there was a spring there, and it was known to the ancient world of that time as it was the gates to hell. And when you understand what happened there, they actually sacrificed little babies there at the altar. If you've been there, there's a big opening that's been carved out. And it was a big pagan shrine to Molech. And by now, through the years, it's been torn up, dismantled. You know, God has not allowed it to stay there. But apparently there was an altar there, and you would sacrifice the baby, and then there was a hole that went to the underground river, and you threw the baby's body in, and then they would rush out and stand by the stream in front of the place and see if the water turned red or not, and that decided whether Molech accepted the baby sacrifice. So even some of you right now are like, oh, Bill, I can't believe you're sharing all that. Well, first of all, it's historical fact. It's true. And yeah, it does make us cringe. Well, let me ask you a question. Do we cringe with the number of babies that are being aborted today? And some of the idols that we are, you know, just absolutely cowing down to. So I say all that to say that you wonder, as at some point in time, and I believe that we are raptured out. And what that means is for those who are seeking the Lord. Jesus has promised us he will come again. And that when he comes again, that the dead will rise first, who've already passed away, their souls, and then we who are alive will meet them and Jesus in the air. And so there is this 7-year tribulation that is coming. 3.5 years is what I call the big snow job by the Antichrist. And then he turns and shows his true colors, and it is hell on earth for Christians, and especially anybody who thinks they're not going to take the number of the beast or a number to get food, water, whatever, goods. And so I believe that we will be raptured out. Rapture is, for all intents and purposes, that meeting in the air that I just talked about, the dead rising first, then those of us behind. I believe that we will be raptured out, those of us who are walking with Jesus now. Some people believe in mid-trib. Some believe that this coming of Jesus happens 3.5 years in, that's when you're raptured out. And then some people believe that those who are living, all of us who are living, will have to live through the 7 years, and that we'll be raptured out in the 7 years. So, but having said that, there is a whole list of global disturbances that is going to happen, that are going to be clear signs of what has been prophesied. And I'm just making the statement that these hurricanes are pretty powerful. Now we've got storms we haven't seen in years. Nobody has a good explanation for it other than, I guess, blaming global warming. But just remember, we don't know when Jesus is coming. And for some of you who are even following Jesus, you may think it's far-fetched. And when I grew up being taught, you know, always keep your eyes in the skies. You know when you're going to see Jesus. Now, today you say that, they're getting ready to probably Baker Act you, thinking that you're some kind of Looney Tune. And I get that. But I just want to tell you that the decisions you're making today, and if you think that you can do things your way for, you know, X amount of time, and then you'll come to Jesus. A lot of people think that way, but you know what? There's bends in the road. Things happen just in an instant. And I would tell you, with just kind of looking around and being in my guidebook for living the Bible, I'd really be paying attention to what's going on. And especially remember that if you've never read Revelation, Revelation is clear that those who read Revelation will be blessed. So when we come back, I'm going to take you to Jerusalem. I'd love to take you to Jerusalem, but in a report, and that is Daystar's new studios overlooking the Temple Mount, Mount Zion, firebombed this weekend. Phone lines are open, 877-943-9673. I'm Bill Bunkley. Be right back.
What if I told you you could save a baby's life for just $28? What's true? Preborn is a ministry doing just that with the help of people just like you by offering free ultrasound sessions to pregnant women and girls who might otherwise choose to end their pregnancy. We know that pregnant girls and women who can see their babies on ultrasound are far more likely to choose life. Your gift today can save babies' lives. Just $28 can give a mother who is abortion-minded the chance to see the truth of the baby that is growing inside her. $140 can do this for 5 girls and women. And a $15,000 gift will provide an ultrasound machine that will save lives for years to come. Whether you want to save one baby or 5 or hundreds, that opportunity is just a phone call or click away. Call 833-850-BABY. That's 833-850-2229. Or give online, preborn.org/radio.
Have you ever doubted God's love or questioned whether you're truly saved? Hi, I'm Andrew Farley, author of Twisted Scripture, Untangling 45 Lies Christians Have Been Told. Visit this station's website to download my free guide to your new identity in Christ. Then enter for a chance to win a VIP trip to Dallas this fall.
Download your free guide and enter to win a trip to Dallas at letstalkfaith.com. Letstalkfaith.com.
This is Michael Medved at michaelmedved.com for Town Hall. Those in the grip of an obsessive, irrational hatred can't keep themselves from expressing it, even when they damage their own interests in the process. For Louis Farrakhan, recently kicked off of Facebook for his bigotry, it clearly hurt him to denounce satanic Jews to a Catholic congregation in his latest unhinged diatribe. For Rashida Tlaib, saying she always gets kind of a calming feeling when she thinks of the Holocaust and suggesting that Palestinians created a safe haven for Jews in the Middle East, obviously undermined her already shaky position with her House colleagues. For Tlaib, she wasn't even asked about the Holocaust, but brought it up in the context of her one-state opposition to any Jewish homeland anywhere on earth. Irrational anti-Semitic outbursts not only threaten Jewish people, but simultaneously menace the blighted obsessives who can't stop themselves from uttering them. I'm Michael Medved.
Publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
Did you know the human body does not make its own vitamin C? Taking vitamin C is one of the best things you can do for your health, and Aqua Powders is the best way to get vitamin C. Aqua Powders vitamin C is delicious when added to water and provides you with 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C to boost your immune system and increase your energy. Transform your water into wellness with Aqua Powders vitamin C, available at Amazon. That's Aqua Powders with a Z, available at Amazon.
Bible Line with Pastor Ralph Yankee Arnold.
In the book of 1 Peter in chapter 4, it says that we have a place reserved for us in heaven that fadeth not away. Eternal in the heavens. We got a place. So I already know I'm going to heaven. But one of the greatest things you can do is that if you have trusted Christ as your Savior, let your loved ones know it.
Bible Line, weekday mornings at 10 on Faith Talk 570 WTBN. Online at letstalkfaith.com.
Then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands in victory, sin's curse has lost its grip on me. For I am his, and he is mine, bought with the precious blood.
The Geddes. Well, I tell you what, one of my all-time favorite groups. And they just have a way of bringing you into the presence of God. And, you know, being in the presence of God is what it's all about. And, again, when you're in a situation where it's like everybody's coming to you from all sides, or it's just one thing after another, you just have to practice the presence of the Lord. You have to say, Lord, Lord, I'll tell you what, I'm getting it from all sides. You are the only one that has the right and the most appropriate solution. Let me be quiet. Let me get to a quiet place. Let me hear from you, Lord. And he will always give an answer. Even when he is silent. And you need a yes answer to move forward. Sometimes it's yes or no. Should I do this, not do this? Well, if you don't get affirmation clearly from the Lord in your spirit or from Scripture, then it's either not now or no. And the question is, how well do you handle not now or no? That's the question. All right, let's take ourselves to a global story right now. And that is in Jerusalem, formerly known as Jerusalem. Appears that CBN is giving us some background on this, that unfortunately, and I've seen some video clips earlier today, that Daystar has been in Jerusalem for quite some time, but over the last couple of years, they've been really building, and they were finishing up state-of-the-art studios. In fact, in a building that is positioned with a couple of or at least one, possibly two, I'm trying to remember, big, like picture windows, built at an angle so you don't have to deal with the glare of sunlight, and you can do television production pointing out the window. Well, what a strategic location. They were able to look out over the Temple Mount and Mount Zion. And, of course, Mount Zion there with the City of David. So just a great spot. But and they're big. They're all over the world. And the Daystar and TBN, pretty phenomenal. Anyway, they were the subject of an arson, a terrorist, however they're going to end up labeling this person, who firebombed and virtually destroyed the whole complex. Now, the network has already pledged that they're going to rebuild, but it was early Saturday, and apparently the alleged perpetrator threw a firebomb inside the studios, the offices, et cetera, et cetera. And so they're going to have to basically start over. And they've had a contract overseeing the whole operation of the rebuild and the updating. And pretty much, you know, you have not only your speakers, your equipment, your wires, you've got your control panel for the audio and the video. Let's just say it is a virtual meltdown because of the heat of the fire. And, of course, they had all their props that they would change around for their interviews and what they do to create the mood as you're watching television, whether it's secular or Christian television. And so it was actually dedicated way back when, in October of 2009. And, of course, we're now here 10 years later. Now, when I say dedicated, the original Daystar building was dedicated, not the upgrades that they were working on here for their coverage of the Middle East. And when you think about it, we've talked about the fact for years now that who would have thought it decades ago, but now with the likes, and you know, we thought it would be CNN or Fox or maybe MSNBC. We thought that, you know, now that we can see major events live, we thought that it would be one of those either major broadcast networks or the cable news networks that when we see what's happening with the Antichrist, when we see all of what would be happening if we were still here and not raptured out, this brings to mind that it sort of updated my thinking because it would be those who may or may not be left with Daystar who have the observation window pointing toward Mount Zion, pointing toward the Temple Mount that might be providing the live coverage of whatever happens there. But they're going to rebuild. They said, praise the Lord. To God be the glory. Great things he has done. And that's pretty awesome. So the question is, who was the firebomber? Keep in mind that we talk so much about the Palestinian-Israeli situation. Do keep in mind that especially among some of the Orthodox Jewish folks, they aren't particularly excited about the Christian influence. But I got to tell you, the whole lion's share of the deal is certainly tolerant toward Christianity as far as the Jews in Israel are concerned. But like anywhere else, you got some real extremists that... And we know because we've had some of our, every now and then you'll hear a story about one of our Christian kids, when I say our brothers and sisters in Christ, was either bully or somebody threw a rock at a Christian student walking to school or something. And I want to tell you, the IDF and the Israeli police forces, I want to tell you, they as soon as that report comes in, they are out immediately like a bad habit. And there is no question in my mind in modern current day Israel that a Jewish child or a Christian child, or dare I even say a Muslim child, there is no tolerance for any of that with the security forces there in Israel. And with that, that is a very good proposition. But as things are tense, we have the Iranians. You probably know that there was a rocket that landed close to the United States compound in Iraq outside Baghdad called the Green Zone. And the president immediately, as in President Trump, I believe, have given the Iranians one warning. Don't you ever do that again. Oh, and I'm paraphrasing, or we're going to level you. So we also got a report that I mentioned last week that Wednesday or Thursday that we had some reconnaissance that were showing that the missiles were being loaded on some of the small boats that are there right at the Strait of Hormuz, and probably some of those small boats that are responsible for what happened to some of the Saudi Arabian ships that were sabotaged. Certainly, probably Yemen is responsible for the drones that hit that one pipe in two places. So the USS Abraham Lincoln and the whole flotilla that goes with that aircraft carrier, they're not quite at the Strait of Hormuz yet. But that big carrier strike force, along with we have repositioned some B-52s, I think from the Midwest. We've got some that are over in Qatar as well. But anyway, those are on standby. And so if the Iranians are foolish enough to execute any more provocations against American shipping or especially American armed forces, they are going to be in for a rude awakening. And certainly something that we're not going to be wanting to encourage. But pray for the president, pray for what's happening in that region. As always, pray for the wisdom, for wisdom to be given to President Trump. And his quote was about the missile that fell short of the Green Zone in Baghdad. The president said, and I quote, "That will be the official end of Iran." And those are some very stern words, but hopefully they are words that will be taken in consideration to that. Got another topic I want to talk about, 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. And this is kind of the signs of the times as well. This comes to us from Steve Warren, CBN News. 4 years ago, he writes, a Christian high school junior was compelled by her teacher at La Plata High School in La Plata, Maryland, to recall the Islamic conversion creed, the Shahada, as part of a written assignment. Now think about that. I wonder what would happen if the teacher there at La Plata High School would have asked this student, a Muslim student, to write down all the passages that have to do in the Christian Bible with salvation by Jesus Christ alone. Do you think that might get a little uproar? I'm just saying. Anyway, listen to this. She was required to write the Islamic conversion creed, and here it is. There is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, close quote. Remember that I'm talking about a Christian high school student being forced by a teacher to write the Islamic conversion creed. There is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. This is a world history course, and it also included most Muslims' faith is stronger than the average Christian. So you begin to wonder, is there an agenda, not only with this school, this teacher, is there an agenda with this world history textbook? Her name is Kalia Wood. That's C-A-L-E-I-G-H Wood. Kalia Wood, our little Christian sister, she said, no, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it because it is a sin to profess by word or in writing that there is any other God except the Christian God. I love it. I love it. I mean, she is standing in the gap for her Lord and Savior and our faith. Now, get this. The school officials. Oh, my. School officials refused to let her opt out of the course, and as a result, she received a lower percentage grade for the course. But that did not affect her letter grade. Thomas More Law Center, on behalf of the Wood family, filed a lawsuit, claiming the school had violated a First Amendment establishment clause and the girl's right not to be forced to profess faith in another religion. Both the Federal District Court and the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in favor of the high school and ruled in favor of the Islamic curriculum. I'm just going to give you my hunch. These judges, it's not so much embracing the Islamic faith as it is sticking it to the Christians. Sticking it to Christian churches or faith. Because on the surface, that just seems outrageous, whether you're a Christian or not. Now, the Thomas More Group has appealed the case to the Supreme Court, asking that the High Court decide whether any legal basis exists to allow public schools to discriminate against Christianity while at the same time promoting Islam. Clearly, that was an exercise in promoting Islam and using a book that promotes Islam. Chief Counsel Richard Thompson, I want you to listen to this quote. Quote, under the guise of teaching history or social studies, public schools across America are promoting the religion of Islam in ways that would never be tolerated for Christianity or any other religion. I am not aware of any school which has a forced Muslim student to write the Lord's Prayer or John 3:16. Using a PowerPoint presentation to class, students at the school were also taught, are you ready? Islam is a peaceful religion. Jihad is a personal struggle in devotion to Islam, especially involving spiritual discipline. The Muslims, Allah is the same God that is worshipped in Christianity and Judaism. False, false, false. Men are the managers of the affairs of women, and righteous women are therefore obedient. Thomas More said, and I quote again, as far as their chief legal representative, teaching Islam in schools has gone far beyond a basic history lesson. Prompted by zealous Islamic activism and emboldened by confusing court decisions, schools are now bending over backward to promote Islam while at the same time degenerate Christianity. We are asking the Supreme Court to provide the necessary legal guidance to resolve the insidious discrimination against Christians in our public schools. I would ask you put this on your prayer list, that the Supreme Court would take up the case. I'm concerned lately there have been several cases they have not elected to take up. Ask that they would take it up and then begin praying for our justices that we can have a level playing field, not only in our textbooks to be objective, but it's very easy for the litmus test. Put whatever is being required of a student to have to testify, recite, learn about another faith, and then substitute the Christian faith in those instructions, document, book, whatever. And that's a very easy way, because of so much of the hit Christianity has taken in this country, an easy way for us to determine, is that fair? Would that ever, would that teacher, that school, or that textbook ever get away with saying that those things about Christianity and then them still being published? If there's ever been a mockery, this is a mockery. So isn't it amazing that almost every 1, 2, or 3 days, because I want you to be informed on the war on Christianity, the war that maybe some of your kids are facing, grandkids, nieces, and nephews, that you're not even worried about because they won't come home and tell you. But I tell you, I'm in the midst of some things that are happening right now, and I can tell you, whatever loose lips or whatever parents are talking about at home, youngsters will pick it up and will take it to school. And I'm talking a lot about the secular reaction to men and women of faith. Now, believe me, it happens in all sorts of topic situations. And especially if you've ever been in a firestorm of just, I told somebody today, you know, what I was observing from the outside, I said, you know, boy, I said, if Christians themselves, if Christians and non-Christians would step back and read what they put on Facebook or in emails or in text messages, you know, multi-broadcast. I mean, they'd be embarrassed. Because so much of that has nothing to do with Christian ethics. And I told somebody, I said, well, I'll tell you what, every now and then, you know, every few years you'll come across something where people go crazy. And in this case, it's like I'm reading about all these Christians and they're like Christian vigilantes going forth without any real evidence. But that's off topic. The main thing is that we are being scrutinized for our faith. We need to stand up and be firm and push back, like what's happening, hopefully, at the Supreme Court. And we, of all people, should be on our best behavior. Every word, every action that comes out of our mouth, every look on our face, everything should be in conformance with what would Jesus do. How would Jesus react? What would he say? And I got to tell you, my opinion, we as a group of believers in this country are getting further and further away from Christian doctrine, Christian theology, and even how to act as a Christian. Phone lines are open, 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. Want to join the conversation? Give me a call. I'm Bill Bunkley. Be right back.
W262 CP, Bayonet Point.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Former White House counsel Don McGahn cannot be compelled to testify before Congress about the Mueller report.
The Justice Department's Office of Legal Counsel has issued an opinion finding that McGahn would have immunity as a former presidential advisor. It would clear the way for McGahn to not testify tomorrow, despite a congressional subpoena to do so. The Justice Department is referencing a similar opinion during the Obama administration in 2014, which also found that close presidential advisors have, in its words, absolute immunity from congressional subpoenas. The White House has already asserted executive privilege concerning a prior document subpoena. The committee's chairman, Gerald Nadler, has threatened McGahn with contempt of Congress, as he has already done so, passing a contempt resolution against the attorney general.
That's George Bonzani with that report. This is SRN News.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out?
I'm almost at $10,000 in 4 years. I've never traveled anywhere.
They made this sound that this would be a really good deal, that I could go anywhere, anytime I wanted to. That never worked out.
I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares. I know all the tricks because I'm embarrassed to say I once worked in the timeshare industry. We've saved suffering timeshare owners millions in debt and maintenance fees. When you're approved as a client, I guarantee you a 100% success rate. We'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently.
I honestly would recommend that you call Wesley Financial. They will help you.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free information kit. If they can't get you out of your timeshare, you'll pay nothing. Call 800-220-5757. 800-220-5757. That's 800-220-5757.
This is Michael Medved at michaelmedved.com for Town Hall. Those in the grip of an obsessive, irrational hatred can't keep themselves from expressing it, even when they damage their own interests in the process. For Louis Farrakhan, recently kicked off of Facebook for his bigotry, it clearly hurt him to denounce satanic Jews to a Catholic congregation in his latest unhinged diatribe. For Rashida Tlaib, saying she always gets kind of a calming feeling when she thinks of the Holocaust and suggesting that Palestinians created a safe haven for Jews in the Middle East, obviously undermined her already shaky position with her House colleagues. For Tlaib, she wasn't even asked about the Holocaust, but brought it up in the context of her one-state opposition to any Jewish homeland anywhere on earth. Irrational anti-Semitic outbursts not only threaten Jewish people, but simultaneously menace the blighted obsessives who can't stop themselves from uttering them. I'm Michael Medved.
Publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
It's like the left hand and the right hand. You can't get anything done with two left hands or two right hands. We have one of each for a very specific reason. And we try to get the left hand to do what the right hand's doing, but that wouldn't make any sense. We can't do it with two right hands.
Working with people who are different than you can be challenging, but it can make a stronger team, as Cynthia Tobias explains on Focus on the Family Minute.
I remember hearing an evangelist speak many years ago, and he said, you know, the body of Christ needs to be more like the human body. He said, you know how your left hand, you reaches down to pick up something heavy, and it's too heavy, and the right hand doesn't go, I told you not to pick it up. I can't even believe that you would go and try to pick up something that heavy. The right hand doesn't even think twice, just reaches over there right away, picks it up with the left hand. He said, why can't we be more like that? Why can't the body be more like that? Figure out, you know, the bottom line, here's what we need to accomplish. We need to get together sometimes.
As believers in Christ, we need to work together. More at familyminute.org.
Human trafficking is modern-day slavery, and it happens in our own communities. Victims can be any gender, age, or race. Join the Department of Homeland Security's Blue Campaign to learn how to recognize and report this heinous crime. Visit our website at www.dhs.gov/bluecampaign. That's www.dhs.gov/bluecampaign. Your second look could be their second chance.
You gave me the stars, put them out of my reach. Call me to waters a little too deep. Oh, I've never been so aware of my need. You keep on making me see. It's way beyond me. It's way beyond me. Yeah, it's out of my league. It's way beyond me. It's way beyond me. It's way beyond.
Hey, we're back. Bill Bunkley here live. Phone lines are open for you to join the conversation at 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. Well, how often are you in a dilemma whether to do the right thing or not? I dare say most of us are in that dilemma each and every day. Maybe it's when we promised somebody we were going to call them back and we didn't. We acknowledged in an email that we would take care of something and we didn't. We promised a bill collector that we would give them some money on a certain date and we didn't, and they're calling again. How often in a day do you give excuses that are just false? To be blunt, hey, I was meaning to call you, but man, I've just been down for several days with a cold. Da, 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 please forgive me. And if you didn't have a cold, it's just a flat out lie. And I know sometimes it's tough situations, but, you know, if that's the way you live your life, then that's probably the way you're living your faith. And, of course, Jesus is well aware of the shenanigans. But, you know, we have a model in our midst. A model that has been through some turbulent times because they stand for the gospel. They stand for life. They stand for the leader of their organization stood for marriage between a man and a woman. And it is every few days that we hear about another point of rejection. Some of you probably figured out I'm talking about Chick-fil-A. And a lot of you, especially those of you who would like to open a business, some of you may be jealous of Chick-fil-A because of their resounding exponential success. But have you ever really stopped to consider why they are so successful? It's because they are considered, they are sold out in their corporate principles to our Holy Bible and its principles and precepts. I read an interview by one of their executives that is in charge of, I guess, community relations is one way to put it. And he had a great response, and that is what they do each and every day in terms of leadership. The family, the Kathy family, is that when they are criticized or when you're put in that position that you want to tell a story, they just realize there's a higher calling, and that's the way they run their business. That's the way they run their lives. So I wonder if you have caught on that if you will not tell those little white lies, just come clean, tell the truth, honor and glory to the Lord in everything that you do. Let others know that everything you do, you have dedicated to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And with what you are trying to accomplish, whether it's in the professional world, the volunteer world, church world, or whatnot, that even if it costs you on the short term, realize that you're going to be blessed greatly in the long run. And I'm trying to keep this down to some language and not be very heavy into theology for those of you who are just considering Christ. He oversees the charity arm. And, of course, they get hammered left and right by the LGBTQ community. But he recently said, you know, someone said, well, you would never give anything to those organizations. And he said, well, you know what? If you had a LGBTQ organization that had a good idea to help kids, they would consider it. But what, the part I wanted to just leave was, again, once again, how often does this company of character and integrity in Christ get mentioned? And for those of us, even when it's mentioned that people are out to get them, you know, because they're standing for Christ. Are you that bold? Are you that much of a warrior? Are you that courageous? Because if you're seeking the blessings that you have observed from the outside for Chick-fil-A, I want to tell you, you just start living for the Lord. Don't take shortcuts. Admit when you have a failing, big ones as well as minute ones. And you work hard for the Lord and for your clients. I believe that there could be many more Chick-fil-A success stories. And in personal lives, we would hear many more success lives in the personal lives of Christians. Because so often we fold. We compromise. So I want to charge you as we move into the summertime. Be bold. Be smiling. Be on point for Christ. And if you've got a business or you've got an opportunity, you know, give it to the Lord. Give it to the Lord to bring you success. Well, we're going to take some time off. It is time for us to move on. And so wanted to just tell you that. Also remind you that my pastor is coming up in just a moment, Dr. Ken Whitten. And today, believe it or not, it's part six, Firing Up Your Faith. Got another round coming up in just a moment. Be sure to tune in. Until tomorrow at 4, from Mike Miracle, Bill Bunkley, all of us at Salem, have a very, very blessed afternoon. We'll see you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.